You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane in for Hanat Baba. The lake that is not a lake has also been known as the jewel of Oakland. When the sun sets, you can really see why. A string of 3,400 pearly light bulbs begin to glow. And rumor has it there's something else that likes to come out at night.
My name is Robert Weiner, and what I asked was whether it's true that Lake Merritt in Oakland's necklace of lights was installed because of complaints about ghosts.
That was another question asked through our Hay Area project. We sent KALW's Geraldine Asu to find out more, and it turns out there's more than one ghost story on the shores of Lake Merritt.
Do you believe in ghosts? Word around the lake is people have been seeing some things.
Oh, I've seen things, and yeah, we hear things, right? Definitely some things that people don't know about.
That's Dr. Richard Bailey, founder and former director of the Lake Merritt Institute. He's been hanging around the lake for more than 20 years, so he's no stranger to its secrets.
A long time ago, there was a mermaid called Miska. And she was out in the lake. It was cold. It was winter. Darkness had come early. Strong waves pushed the winter wind onto the concrete shoreline. Miska was very sad.
As the story goes, in her sadness, Miska went to visit her friend, Jonathan the Seagull. Things weren't going so well in Oakland. Garbage was accumulating around the lake, and people were losing their homes.
But just then they heard a loud splash, interrupted by a muffled cry. Wait, that was no fish, said Miska. What was that? They swam out to the middle of the lake where the lake is like 9 feet deep. When they got there, it wasn't a human. It was a spirit. Who are you? Shouted Miska.
If you've ever been to the lake, you're probably wondering how its water even supports bird life, let alone mermaid life. With 62 storm drains and 8 creeks dumping their water into what's essentially a tidal lagoon that we call a lake, it's no wonder there's some funk. But anyway, back to these ghosts.
To be frank, I had never heard the ghost story before. That's a new one for me.
That's Deanna Osterberg, treasurer of the Lake Merritt Breakfast Club. They're the stewards of the lights. Every Thursday, the club meets at the crack of dawn, when the lake is quiet and the morning mist is still lingering. Inside the meeting, though, the room is alive.
Welcome to another meeting of the Lake Merritt Breakfast Club. Sponsors of Church, Children's Fairyland, and the Necklace of Lights.
The Necklace of Lights is the combination of lampposts and the string of bulbs, which together line the lake's 3.4-mile perimeter. I asked Osterberg what she knows about why the lights were strung around the lake.
Well, we could start at the beginning. The inspiration for the original Necklace of Lights was really a meeting in 1922 that was held by the Shriners in Lakeside Park.
The Shriners are a social club that started out in the late 1800s. By the 1920s, their membership had grown, and they established a temple right next to Lake Merritt.
The city fathers wanted to do something to let the Shriners know that they were really welcomed and appreciated. So some enterprising Oaklanders erected some poles and got some colored lights and strung them the 3+ miles around the lake just to welcome the Shriners. It caught on so greatly, everybody loved it, that the idea came that they would like to see a permanent installation.
So that's why these lights were first strung up.
It had a magical appearance to it, and that really caught their attention. And there was also the feeling of patriotism. Definitely, you know, as when we entered World War II.
The lights shined bright until 1941. But then during wartime, the U.S. government imposed blackout restrictions, which kept the lights off for decades to come. In 1982, the lights were resurrected by a woman named Emmeline K. Jewett, daughter of local icon William K. Noland of the Oakland Tribune.
She said, "I dream of having the Necklace of Lights lit once again."
When the lights go on again, all over the world.
Hearing the call, the Lake Merritt Breakfast Club led the way in reestablishing the Necklace of Lights. In 1987, they were finally able to restore the lights, and the reintroduction was magical.
All the lights were extinguished, all the city lights. It was total darkness, which you don't see in a city very often. And then, bam, the lights came on. This whole crowd went, like, just gasping. It was so incredible.
When the lights go on again, all over the world.
So while the Necklace of Lights doesn't appear to have been established to ward off ghosts, it's still nice to imagine that Miska the Mermaid and Jonathan the Seagull are dancing in the lake when they think no one's watching. Do you believe in ghosts? In Oakland, I'm Geraldine Asu.